622, 1320 WILS. This weekend, July 30th, is National Whistleblower Day. My next guest is one of the nation's leading voices in highway and transportation safety and won a landmark whistleblower settlement against one of the largest guardrail manufacturer in the country. Joshua Harmon is here on WILS. Joshua, great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for hosting.
Now, I want to understand, because you filed a lawsuit against this company called Trinity Industries, but they filed one against your company first, right?
That's correct, and against me personally for trying to smear me because I was a whistleblower.
Okay. Now, Trinity Industries, how big of a company is that?
They're I think at the time they're about $8 billion market cap. Wow. They were a conglomerate. They cover different aspects of the industries, rail cars, wind power, barge, and highway products.
And they were building these guardrails right now. What is it that they were doing wrong? What was this all about?
It's specifically the end terminal. It's the rectangle head at the end of the guardrail. It's not the guardrail itself. This is the what is considered a end terminal that when the upon impact, the guardrail is forced through the head, which that is considered a head, and that's how the energy is absorbed.
Okay, and what, were they somehow cheating in manufacturing it, or what was wrong?
They cut corners. They changed components. They changed internal dimensions. What they done was they got approval as an analysis, they got approval of a ceramic coffee cup. Then they decided to change it to a styrofoam coffee cup without telling the government.
Okay.
The original terminals were reused over and over and over, saving the states, you know, millions of dollars. And when they did these changes, it's resulted in, you know, thousands of victims across the nation, across the world.
How so? What do you mean by that? What was happening during accidents then?
The guardrail was going through the cars. And rather than going through the head and extruded to the side, it was redirecting the vehicles in the very hazard that it's protecting, or the guardrail itself was going through the cars, impelling the drivers or cutting off limbs. And this was just consistent with this one product. The previous product, the original design, it never happened on. It was even testified by the engineers it never occurred.
And so how did you discover this?
Well, through the course of the all that they had tried to, you know, I was a maintenance contractor, so I had seen them start failing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started cutting them apart and looking at them and come to the conclusion that they had never disclosed it to the government what they had done.
Mm-hmm. And so you're saying when you'd hit the guardrail, it would somehow cut into the car, you're saying?
The guardrail itself would go through the car. Engine block, it would go completely through the car. My webpage has got thousands of pictures. That's what they sued me. Texas A&M and Trinity.
I see what you're saying. So you're saying if you were to hit the end point of the guardrail, right? That's what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay.
If you impact that end head, what is supposed to happen is the head is supposed to go up the guardrail, extruding the rail safely, slowing the vehicle down.
Okay. It's supposed to pull it essentially off out of the ground in a sense, something like that?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and but what was happening, the head was locking up. It was busting the welds. We were eventually, you know, they were selling a new head in every accident when it was being reused.
Right.
And it meant, you know, millions of dollars to the company.
Mm-hmm. Joshua Harmon with us. Now, Joshua, tell me what happens when you decide to pursue a whistleblower case against an $8 billion company. What happens to you?
They sued me for defamation. They tried to discredit me publicly. They did every possible smear tactic publicly, insinuated I was crazy. I was interviewed, you know, publicly that, you know, they're saying you're crazy about this. And the simple fact is it's irrelevant whether I'm crazy or not. The heads were killing people, and, you know, victims was occurring when they weren't occurring on any of the other products.
And now, why did you stand up on the issue, and probably many other people were aware of this?
I just took it personal. I mean, I met some of these victims, and I was a voice. You know, these people really didn't have a voice out there that would stand up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the government. The government declined to get involved. They seen the merits. They allowed me to go forward, but they just didn't want to be involved. And they just opened up the door for me to be the blunt of this company's you know, criticisms and attacks.
Now, there was a case against Trinity, right? What happened?
Oh, absolutely. Continued until we got before a federal court in Texas, and the verdict was $680 some million for the taxpayers.
Okay. Well, now, are these guardrails still out there? Are they in Michigan, let's say?
Yes, sir. They're everywhere. They're in all states. And my goal, only one state is actively removing them. That's Virginia. They did their own independent testing and concluded they were a hazard. Multiple states has banned them. But removing them has been my goal since day one. They've got to get off the highways. Every day as you drive down the road, you could hit one of these, and you don't know whether you're hitting the original one or the modified one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you know once it goes through your car, right?
Unfortunately, that's the wrong time you want to find that out. Yeah. But yes, sir.
What's happened since the case? Have there been further repercussions to you from this company, or is it just over now?
They're right now settling some of the victims' cases. Without what I've done, they would never be settlements. But you know, some of the victims are finally seeing the light of day.
Yeah.
And the goal is not to be any victims. These need to be removed. There's other products out there that work flawlessly. There's no victims, no lawsuits associated with those terminals.
Yeah,
now
you
They're
say,
called terminals.
They say they publicly tried to make you sound like you were crazy. Did it go any further than that? Did they try to intimidate you in other ways? Or
at one point, the president of Trinity Highway Products was, according to the court records and everything, he intimidated a federal a witness. And, you know, they tried their best to intimidate me in every way possible.
Yeah. You just, you don't get scared, huh?
No, you can't back down from a schoolyard bully. Mm-hmm. You do, it just emboldens them.
Yeah.
And, the whistleblower laws that President Trump has signed, they're very important. If the whistleblowers are not protected, a lot of this fraud will go unchecked.
Right. It's Joshua Harmon, one of the nation's leading voices in highway and transportation safety, and a whistleblower himself. What would it be? The 30th. So that would be the Sunday, I believe, National Whistleblower Day here in the U.S. Joshua, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yep. Thank you for hosting.
You too. It is 6:30. When we come back, a lot more right here on 1320 WILS.